You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan hanging out. And Simo, I have bad news for anyone who wears headphones, either for a living or if you're just in your day-to-day life.
For a living. I don't put my headphones on and go, well, done for the day.
Well, no, but I mean, okay, well, you and I, we have jobs where we have to wear headphones while we do this.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm... No one's just going, oh, yep, headphones. Good, I'll just sit here with them. And I'll wait for my paycheck at the end of the week.
That's me, done for the day. Whoa.
No, Simo, but this guy is a guy in Perth. His name is Ollie Hurst.
Okay.
And he made a bit of a discovery about his... I can't work out whether they're headphones or earmuffs, but they're the ones that have the band that go over the top of your head and then the two cups that kind of circulate your ears, and whether they produce sound or just block out sound is unclear.
Okay.
But so he was working on a construction site, put his headphones on.
Hmm.
And then felt a bit of a tickling.
Yeah, that's
is the way
so
that he describes it.
Oh my gosh!
In just one of one of his kind of earphones.
Brings back terrible memories.
So it's kind of like, oh, it's nothing. I'll keep working. But eventually, it got so annoying that he had to take it off and see what it was.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, he took off his headphones.
Nothing in there.
Had a look in like the cup of one of them.
Yeah.
And found a massive huntsman spider.
Ooh, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good time. My dad did something similar with his earmuffs. And, like, I can't remember what the hell it was. I don't know if it was a cricket or something, but an ant got into his ear, like an insect.
What do you mean got actually buried in?
It didn't bury. It didn't, like, carve a path through his head.
This looks nice. I'll just stay here.
But as in just, like, a little bit of a stressful afternoon.
Yeah.
So, like, always check your headphones, earmuffs before you put them on. Like,
well, did you check your headphones before you put them on?
These are in a controlled environment.
Oh, no.
These aren't standing like, what's his name?
This guy, Ollie Hurst, he's a plumber, so he's on a construction site.
Exactly. They're probably hanging up in the shed next to the wrenches. Is that where do you hang wrenches up?
Maybe, I don't know. Simo, you and I are the least manly men ever, we don't know.
So, like, you know, it's not a controlled environment. A lot of creatures in a man's shed.
Yeah, there could be a lot of creatures in a studio as well. I'm just looking around.
Less likely, but then, you know, I only wear one headphone, so...
Oh, yeah, so you wear one earphone on and the other kind of just behind you.
That's right. So I lower the risk of me losing
my... It's only 50%.
I lower the risk of taking an insect to the ear.
Well, unfortunately for this guy, huntsman spiders, although they're massive and terrifying, they're not actually poisonous to humans.
Huntsmans. Okay, right. Yeah.
They're the big terrifying ones. But if one, I don't even know if they can bite you. I assume they can, but if they do, it's like, go away.
We're into arachnid territory, and I know a rumor about arachnids, but I don't know if it's true.
You have to tell me the rumor now.
Okay, so Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah. Right. Oh, is it the teeth aren't strong enough? Is that the rumor?
Well, I don't know, but apparently they're the most poisonous spider.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think that's true.
Yeah, right.
They're the most poisonous spider, but their teeth aren't big enough to pierce the skin of humans.
Yeah, that's...
So, ha-ha, Daddy Long Legs.
It's kind of... It's like...
Humans won, Daddy Long Legs nil.
They don't have the facilities for it. Like, they're carrying around a big gun, but it hasn't got a firing pin. They feel really good about themselves, like they're badasses.
Yeah.
But really, you're not really going to do anything, are you, mate?
Do you reckon Daddy Long Legs try to keep that fact secret, like, to the other spiders? Like when they go to a spider bar and there's redbacks there and all that sort of stuff. And they're like, I'm the most poisonous. It's like, look at the Daddy Long Legs over there. He's the most poisonous.
He's a badass.
Yeah, he's a badass. And he's just like, please don't bring up the teeth thing. Please don't bring up the teeth thing.
Simo and Jordan.
And have you been using work computers for, you know, have you been searching things you shouldn't have?
Are we talking about doing like personal stuff
computers? You tell me.
Look, I'd just like to make this 100% clear. If the boss is listening, no.
Okay, yep.
And now that the boss isn't listening, maybe.
Okay, right. Because we had something come through to our email address.
Oh, did we?
To Snow FM.
I haven't checked my emails today.
Yeah, no, it's not to yours. It's to the group one.
Okay.
And I just wanted to ask you about it because I'm a little bit worried.
Right. Is this like a team meeting that we should be having perhaps off air?
No, it's fine. It's all good.
Okay,
all
right, just checking.
I'll read it out.
Go.
Hello! Exclamation mark.
Good start.
Jordan. You still have not paid the requested amount of $250. We found very interesting in your hacked accounts information that will cost more than $3,000 on the dark net. We give you one last chance. You have 7 hours to translate the requested amount. If you don't care who uses your data, then you can do nothing. Bitcoin wallet to which you want to transfer $250. There's a link there as well.
So what? Someone's demanding money from me.
His name is Samuel. Okay. Do you know him? Samuel Amara.
No. Is that an actual email? Did
yes.
it actually come
through? Yeah, look, there it is.
Hang on, chuck over here.
There you go, yeah. Have a look.
Oh my God, it actually did.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. You've ad-libbed a little bit.
No, I haven't. What did I do?
Yeah, you have.
What?
You started off by saying, hello, Jordan. This just says hello, and there is no name.
Well, I was just checking to see. You sketched out a bit there momentarily.
Well, I mean, I was slightly concerned. But, I mean, this guy, where does he say his name? Samuel Jamaran.
Yeah, there's no space in there, so you have to say it quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an expert on email addresses. I don't think we can technically give them away.
No. But
at the same time, he's a scammer, so...
But also, worth mentioning, my favourite part of this is that you only have 7 hours. So what are we going to do with your 7 hours, Jordan?
Well, when was that email sent as well? Because, I mean, you only saw it. Could it have been sent at 2 o'clock this morning? No, that 7 hours could be gone.
So it came through when I was at work, so about 5 a.m. this morning. So I was like, whoa.
You weren't at work at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was. So that's when it came through. And my favourite part as well is that he mentions the darknet.
Okay.
For those that aren't familiar with the darknet, is because the darknet doesn't exist. It is called the deep web.
Yeah, I was going to say the dark web. Is that just like the normal internet, but, you know, slightly
darker?
Less bright?
Yeah, no, it's goth
they,
internet.
They just turn their screen brightness down a little bit. It's like, oh, it's Google, but it's darker.
Yeah, it's just the brightness of the screen. Or, you know, you got to watch a lot of Paranormal Activity. You got to watch Scream a couple of times before you log in.
Or all the night scenes of Harry Potter, which there are an awful lot.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, in the nation's capital, Canberra, not far from here.
Yes.
They've rolled out recently these electric scooters that are just sort of all over the city.
Okay.
And you can just go, there's like an app on your phone, you unlock it, and then you can just scoot along.
Right.
They're not like road scooters. They don't go that, I think they go like maybe 15, 20 kilometres an hour, something like that.
Like rental transport, because they've tried.
Yeah.
They've tried bicycles in a whole bunch of different cities.
Yeah, the bicycles didn't go well.
the bicycles in, I think it was in Melbourne, they were all just getting chucked in the Yarra.
Oh,
gosh.
A couple of years ago, I lived in Sydney, and they rolled out the bicycles there.
Yeah, what
and
happened?
There was a good 12 seconds before they all ended up being thrown in the harbour.
What is, because apparently in Japan, works like clockwork.
Yeah.
Like, no problems.
I think it's just Aussies, you know, the Aussies. I remember back when I was living in Sydney.
Absolute terrors.
Back when I was living in Sydney, there was one of those bikes that was on top of my local bus shelter. And it was just there for months.
Oh, dear.
But Simo, the reason I bring them up is because, like you say, in Japan, they work perfectly.
Yeah, this kind of rental transport, like take it from one place to another.
In Norway, however, they have rolled out these scooters as well, same as Canberra.
Yep.
And people have been taking advantage of them, but not by throwing them in bodies of water or putting them in odd places. They've kind of been a bit more, I don't want to say clever,
okay,
because obviously they're breaking the law, but a bit more, you've used their brain a little bit.
Ingenuity.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Norwegian police have had to seize one of these electronic rent scooter things after it was adjusted, is the word they used, to travel at more than 3 times the speed limit of the vehicle.
Wow.
So someone got hold of one of these scooters.
But how fast do they go? 20 Ks normally?
Yeah, well, so these scooters have a maximum top speed of 20 Ks.
All right, so...
Someone got hold of this scooter and managed to, I don't know how...
Jack it up to 60.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And police had to seize the scooter because obviously it's a little bit too fast.
Would have been more fun if they had to... You know, police pursue. The scooter going like, oh, we'll catch him. He can only go 20 Ks.
Yeah, I could run that fast.
Whoa.
All of a sudden, we need Usain Bolt.
So what's the go? How did they go about it? Because it's, are they battery operated? Are they solar? Like, how are they?
That's the thing. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Because they're surely not fuel.
No. I think they're electricity.
Batteries.
You have to charge them.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
So.
And it obviously wasn't too tricky to notice for the police to kind of just be sitting there going about their day. And then one of these renter scooters flies past at three times the limit that it's meant to do. And they're like, oh, I think we should maybe check that out.
And so was it just one scooter or was it like a, were they like a vigilante? Like there's one electrician.
Well, police have only seized the one scooter that was like modded or whatever the word is for it.
Yeah, modified.
There could be more.
Could be others, yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Electrician, scooter man.
Just get some kind of part-time electrician, sometime mechanic or something, just to put a turbocharger on it.
Sparky by day, scooter modder by night.
You'd be really spewing if, like, you were the one that modded it, that modified it and made it go three times the speed limit. Mm. And they're like, all right, I'm just going to park that there and then I'll come back and get this one. And then by the time you'd come back, someone had picked it up and thrown it into a river or something.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, come on! Maybe, all my hard work ruined!
Maybe that's what was happening in Australia. Like, the police were sick of people modding all of the bicycles.
Oh, so what, the police threw them in the river?
And the police have just waterlogged them like, we're done with this.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, are you, do you ever get into Halloween? Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
No, hell no. Not at all. I don't think I've even done it once.
Well, it's coming up in a couple of weeks. I think 2.5 or so weeks away, I've roughly. I think it's the end of October.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of social media pumpkin art.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of when I go to do my grocery shopping, they've got all the Halloween stuff out.
That's how I know it's like Halloween in the States, because basically my social media feed just fills up. I don't know why. I don't know who I'm following, but there is just a whole bunch of pumpkin carving art. So like, I've seen one with like Elmo, like someone's carved Elmo.
Do you follow Elmo?
No.
Actually, I'm going to follow Elmo, actually. Does Elmo have an Instagram?
There's someone that's just like a few people that get really into carving up the pumpkins.
Elmo would be one person who would get into them, I assume.
I don't even know if he's got opposable thumbs. Like Elmo with a knife, frightening.
Elmo's verified on Instagram. He's got the blue tick. Follow. Okay, good. That's done. Yeah, Simo, the reason I bring up Halloween, and it's kind of handy that you bring up pumpkins as well, because that's what I wanted to wanted to go down.
Yep.
Some footage has gone viral of a woman who lives in New Jersey in America.
Right.
Did the whole pumpkin thing.
Yeah, what did she carve into it? Was it just a face?
Yeah.
Okay.
What she carved into it isn't what I wanted to get to.
Right, yeah.
The fact that over in America, I think it's a tradition sort of thing to kind of put your pumpkins and put like candles in them.
Okay.
Or like lights in them and then put them on your front porch.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And put like out to for display for people to look at as they drive past.
Yeah, so that's the ones that I've seen. I've seen like people doing these really like ornate pumpkin carvings. Mm. It's like, you know, Elmo, bloody the guy from Vikings and different faces that then get a candle put in there and it's like,
I would
wow.
love to scroll through your Instagram, Elmo and the guy from Vikings.
Look, they're great mates, I'm sure.
Well, Simo, so this this woman put the pumpkins out on the front porch on display.
Yeah.
And one particular visitor was very interested in not just looking at the pumpkins, but maybe taking one.
Okay. So he's been pinching them.
Yes.
All right. What the hell?
Simo, there is footage of this. It's doing the rounds on social media. A bear.
Oh, right.
Is seen just casually strolling up to this house. Just, yeah. It looks like it's just in the suburbs.
Mm.
So no idea where the bear came from. But it was just strolling up to the house, kind of having a look at the pumpkin, having a little sniff.
It's got
and then
a candle
going
in there, right, though?
This one in particular, it wasn't. I don't know whether it did or didn't, but it wasn't lit.
Because I was going to say, that's super dangerous.
But this is just during the day. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Some bear rolling around setting fire to people's houses. It's just like, whoa, that's very 2020.
No, but the bear just comes along and just has a little sniff of the pumpkin, goes, yes, I'll have this, and grabs it, and off it goes.
Yeah, it seems fair.
And this woman is just inside her house, lock the doors, obviously, and then just filming, just watching this bear steal her Halloween decorations.
Well, yeah, for them it's food, though, obviously.
Well, I mean, technically for everyone, pumpkin's food, but... Yeah,
but also, we don't do what bears do. Like, we have the 10-second rule. Like, if you drop a hot chip, 10 seconds, gone.
Yeah.
You can't pick it up. Bears, though, pumpkin's been on the ground and carved up.
Mm.
Doesn't matter if it's been there for 10 seconds or...
Yeah, like, bears aren't too worried about the kind of hygiene aspect we humans are.
That's it, the 10-second rule. They're there 30 at least.
God, imagine if bears did have a 10-second rule. Because like a lot of their food is like on the ground anyway, foraging.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, berries. Oh, do you reckon they've been here for like longer than 10 seconds? Yeah, probably. Let's keep going.
Winnie the Pooh. That's why all his honeys is in jars instead of, you know, just getting it straight out of the tree.
But no, Simo, so this woman is quoted as saying she screamed a little bit and that scared the bear away before it wandered down the street just in someone else's front yard to sit down and eat the pumpkin.
Oh, right. So he liked the views of someone else's house.
Well, I don't know.
Like the food from that house. Yeah. But this house over here has a really great view.
Maybe just preferred the other house's decorations. It's like, you've got great pumpkins, but, you know, they did lights and everything. Yeah. So I'm just going to sit there and just enjoy the view.
And also, yeah, I don't think you've ever broken the 10-second rule because you would be onto it in a flash.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like for you, time would slow down as a chip's like floating through the air.
In my head, it's like The Matrix. I'm just kind of doing that thing where it kind of leans back and all the chips go flying over me.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Yesterday evening, something pretty important to you was on the telly.
Yes, it was.
The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Right? Now, do you get emotional? Like, have you been known to tear up during, like, Bachelor or Bachelorette shows?
No.
Like, you've never really, like, had a little kind of cold, salty, liquidous thing roll down your cheek during an episode?
No.
Okay. Why is that?
I got emotional. The most emotional I've ever got watching The Bachelor wasn't crying. It was anger that a couple of years back when Honey Badger didn't pick anyone.
Well, no. I wish I knew you then.
Other than that, I'm a pretty passive viewer.
Yeah, okay.
Of The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
You're soulless, is what you're saying.
Yes, more or less.
So what I've decided is I think we can sign you up for some tier classes.
Tier classes?
Well, crying class. So we can help you access some of those emotions.
Okay.
Okay, because they have now started to offer. There's a guy, he is a self-described tier teacher.
Right.
Of crying classes. Can see it's going to catch on.
Well, so you just go to class and he teaches you how to cry? Or?
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure every 3-year-old in the world knows that.
Well, but clearly you've forgotten, Jordan.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I could, if, you know.
No, you say that, but, you know.
Should I try now? No, I can't.
Yeah. So he encourages people to shed a few tears every once in a while as a way to relieve stress and lead a happier life. Now, I'm an absolute mess, and I'm not even watching The Bachelorette. I'm watching, like, The Designated Survivor, where there's, like, there's romantic relationships, there's people doing jail time, there's things blowing up, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Oh.
So you don't need this class?
No, it's not for me. It's for you.
Right.
Apparently... people are becoming less likely to cry as well.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think it's just during lockdown or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he claims he's helped over 50,000 people shed tears over the last 7.5 years.
Right.
So maybe he could help you too.
I mean, I feel like I need to relieve stress by crying.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it'd be something good to have. You know, it's like the resume. Yeah. Just add something more to your skills.
What, can cry on cue?
Another feather to your cap. Another quiver in your arrow.
Bow, I think, technically.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, there's another episode of The Bachelorette on tonight.
Okay, try. I'll see how you go.
At least I think there's another episode on tonight. I'll cry if there's not one.
So apparently, yeah, like you say, 3-year-olds obviously can cry quite easily, but adults being discouraged from crying as they end up becoming closed off. So this guy's trying to change that, and he's running classes. So I imagine...
How much does this cost, by the way? Because, like, you could see the price, and that might start me crying, depending on how expensive it is.
Yeah, I don't know how...
It cost what?
It's probably how he does it.
All right, well, here is your bill. The session's come to a close. Just cash your card. And then you look at it and go,
Just burst into tears and he's like, well, that's an A+.
Yes, A+. Well done. You should definitely come back next week.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.